Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 24th day of Tishrei, Tavshin Pei Hei. Masechta Bava Metzia, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Zayin. Hamaskir Bais L'Chaveroi, person who rents a house to his friend. Hamaskir Chayiv Badelas, it's up to the landlord has to supply the door, put a fitting door for the house. Baneger, the bolt that closes it. Uvimanel, and a lock as well, something that's strong enough to be able to protect the house. Uvachol dover shehu ma'ase oman, and anything else that's a tradesman's job, that's not done through an amateur or through an ordinary person. For example, putting windows in the house, strengthening the ceiling, and such the like. All these are things that the maskir, the landlord, is expected to do. Avol dover sheinu ma'ase oman, but something that's not a tradesman's job. Hasecher, I say, it's up to the tenant to do it. It's on his cheshbon. And in all these cases, we follow in the absence. This is in the absence of any particular custom. However, if there's a particular minig of the Medina, then you follow the minig of the makom, the minig of the place. Hazevel, what about the manure? Dug manure, animal manure, is sometimes a very sought-after thing for fertilizer. And it gathers, let's say it gathers in the, it piles up in the chotzer, in the yard, from other people's animals. Their houses in those days were opened onto a chotzer. And the tenants would use the chotzer for various things, but they wouldn't actually, we're talking about a case where they wouldn't actually rent it. They weren't paying rent for the chotzer. And what would happen is, the people of the villages, when they would come into the big city for the market days, they would bring their animals and park them in the chotzer, in the yards of people of Balabatim, and they would feed their animals there. And eventually, the chotzer would fill up with that animal manure, animal dung. And usually the owners of the animals would be mafka them, would leave them there, and it would all belong to the Bala Chotzer. It belongs to the owner of the Chotzer. But what happens in our case if a person rented the house and he did not rent the Chotzer, but he just has permission to use it for various things? Well, because he hasn't actually rented the Chotzer, therefore the manure belongs Shal Bala Bais. It will belong to the landlord, to the house owner, to the owner. Either maskir. And even though the owner, the maskir, didn't even know about it, it doesn't matter. A chotzer of a person is koina for him, will acquire things even without his knowledge. However, any zevel, any manure that is piled up that comes from the animals of the socher, of the tenant, that will belong to the tenant, according to Rashi and the Gemara Bava Metzia. Others learn, the Rambam, for example, paskins, that even if the chotzer was rented as well, the zevel, any animal manure that comes from other animals, will still belong to the maskir. So he's much more stricter for the tenant. The ein la socher ella hayotze min hatanur umin hakirayim bilvad. The only thing that the renter, that the tenant can have, is what comes out of the oven and the stoves. Any of the ash that comes out of it, it belongs to the, and even though the oven and the stoves are in the chotzer, and he didn't rent the chotzer, doesn't matter. He can still have the rights to the ash that comes out of there, because he's allowed to use the, he's allowed to cook there and he's allowed to bake there. So since these appliances are rented by him, therefore, even if other people come to bake and cook there, the ash will belong to the socher, to the tenant. Mishnah Ches. Hamaskir Bais L'Chaveiro L'Shana. What happens if a person rents his house to a friend, to a tenant, for a year? The contract said for a year, for a certain amount of money. Vinis Abra Hashana, and then Beis Din decided to add another month, another Adar, that's the only month that they add, Adar Sheni, and now it's a 13-month year. Who gets the rights? In other words, does the tenant have to pay for the extra month? Says the Mishnah, no. Nisabra lasocher. He gets the extra month, belongs to the tenant for the same price. He doesn't have to add any more schadira. Why? Because the contract was for a year. If the year happens to be a 13-month year, then it's good luck for the socher, for the tenant. Hiskeloy lechadoshim. If the contract stated that he's paying X amount per month, then Isabra Hashana, if there was it became a leap year, there's an extra Adar added, then Isabra Lamaskir, then the extra month rent will be payable to the Maskir in favor of the landlord. And the Socha, the tenant, will have to pay for the extra month, because that was the contract per month. Now, before we read the next few words, the Gemara says that there's a Chasura Mechsura, there's actually something missing here in the Mishnah. The Gemara learns the Pshat that if the Maskir said, if the landlord said to the tenant, for 12 dinarim per year, you can have it, and he adds a dinar per month, and now there's a debate as to what happens if there's an extra month now. Who does it go to? Is it in favor of the tenant or the landlord? Do we look at the first statement that he said, 12 dinarim per year, in which case it would be in favor of the tenant? Or do we look at the second part of the statement, which was a dinar per year? Now, the Mishnah is going to say that yachloiku, the part that's missing from Mishnah says yachloiku, they divide it. They divide it in half. So the tenant will have to pay half for the extra month. Now we put in the words of Maisa b'Tzipori. There was a story in the city of Tzipori, which is a city in the Galil. Where a person rented a bathhouse from his friend for 12 dinarim per year, medina zahav lachodesh, and also added in the contract a golden dinner per month. And this case came up before these two rabbis, Vomro, and they both paskind that in terms of the extra month, the leap month, for the leap year, that extra adar, yachaloiku es achirashibra, they should divide that month, halve it between the landlord and the tenant. And as we said before, because we're in doubt, it's anything in doubt, we divide it. Because we're not sure, do we go after the first expression, 12 dinners per year, or do we go after the second expression, one dinner per month? However, the halacha is, again, not like this Mishnah, not like this halacha. The halacha is that, in fact, the chodesh ibur, the extra month, will be fully payable by the tenant to the maskir, to the landlord. Why? Because the karka, the land, is still under the ownership of the owners. It's under the chazoka of the maskir, of the landlord. And we have a rule, amotze mechaver lavaraya. They want to take money out. You want to extract money out of the balakark. And in this case, we look at the tenant as if he's taking possession for that extra month and he wants to take it for free. We say, no, you have to pay for the extra month because the property is under the chazoka of the owner. So the tenant will have to actually pay for that month until he can prove what the contract really was, until he bring a proof that it was just a yearly contract, not a per month contract. Until he proves that, he will have to pay for the extra month.